I was wondering if you could say a word about the meditation on the hill, because it's rather special and rather early, but yet it is a place which everyone knows.
Yeah, anywhere you can go and meditate, it's a good place. The environment is there that is helpful. And it does help to still the mind. There is no doubt.
Baba was on the hill for how long?
But on the hill, time and again, he would be there. It's all started in the year 1944, 45, 46, 47, 48. In 49, we left the place. And returned in 52 to that hill again. Instead of this place, Baba directly returned to that place. So during these few years that he was here, in 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, he would on and off go up to the hill there. And then he started frequenting the place. Overnight he would stay there, then two nights there, and so forth. So we felt that it was necessary that we should have some shelter over there for Baba, because inclement weather is there. It was very windy at that time. Sometimes the sun is there, sometimes the rain is there. It's very cold in the night there, in the winter. So what is to be done? We should have some shelter. So some shack-like thing should be built. So we asked Baba's permission, and Baba says not one, but make two cabins. So that's why two cabins were there. And he would go there. The two cabins were built there, one for his rest in the night and one for himself, for his work. What work he did, we did not know. You may call it, for us to say that he meditated on the hill, it seems to be rather ridiculous for me, because what is there for him to meditate on? Except to meditate on us, of course. Yeah. Just as we meditate on him, so he meditated on us. It is true. That's true. But he had to do his work, as he would call it, his universal work. What that universal work, we don't know. But we would see the end result of it when he was free from his work, that he would be terribly exhausted. Although it was winter month, he would be perspiring and sweating and all. It seemed as if he has labored a lot. That was the sight that we would see when he would call us inside. Yeah, and he would be tired like that. So that was there. So it is good for any human being. Why do we go up the hill now? To follow in his footsteps. Yeah. Baba himself had said, in 1954 he said that 70 years from hence, people from all over the world will come here. And what will they find? Nothing but rocks. But still they would come here. Why? Because I was here. I did this work for them. What work, we don't know. So people would go up the hill. And we do find that people are going up the hill. Gradually they are coming. From all over the world they are coming. What are they doing? Yesterday we saw somebody forgot in a hat. There were huge pieces of rocks, and the pilgrims had forgotten here. So we have kept them in some room there. Yes. It's like that. So, same thing he said about his tomb there. Simultaneously, one day he would bring the group here, another day he would take on the tomb there, the hill, Mehrabad Hill, and he said the same thing there. That this place will become a place of world pilgrimage 70 years from now. And people from all parts of the world will throng here. So in memory of posterity that is to come and honor this place, you bow down at the threshold, because it was not a tomb at that time. Baba was himself there. So he told us to put our forehead on the threshold for posterity. So that's how it is. But it's a nice place for meditation, I know that. It's good. It has a pleasant atmosphere. There is a sort of a little space there where it is away from the wind and from the sun. There is a little place there, right on the top.
Yes, I know.
Right on the side.
On the side
there. So that's a nice place. Baba used to go and sometimes sit there, get away from the sun, from the wind that was blowing. And at the time, the erosion had not taken place. We had a nice little space there for us to sit on the floor, and he would sit on the rock. It was like that. Now you can't even stand there. It's sloping all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even the hill has sliced off, the top portion of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has become narrow after you all left.
Really?
Yeah, it was your weight that did it.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. It is sliced off.
Is it now very windy?
Yeah, it is windy.
I remember last time I was lying.
Like a parachute. Yeah, it is windy. But not always now. Formerly it was very windy. We couldn't speak, hardly speak. You had to shout out like this, yeah. As this distance, yeah.
I noticed that there's a tree growing up there. You planted the tree.
Yeah, we are trying our very best now. Past 3 years, we have been trying to get it done.
But it's still alive. There's a little bit of growth on
it. Yeah,
it
is like that. Yeah. But we want to see many more leaves there. Every time we go up there, of course, I haven't been there for, I think the last trip was with you all. Since then, I haven't been there. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, because after that, eye operations and this and that and all that, I couldn't go. So that's how it was. So every time I went up there and saw not many leaves there, one or two, because of the wind and drought, there's no rain here.
No.
We are still waiting for rain.
This year hasn't been a good year for rain?
2 months have passed by and there's no rain. There's only 1 month left now. This August. That's the end of it.